Chief Engineer Alex Lorach, after a long, hard night chasing bugs in a refit Excelsior systems, had allowed himself 18 minutes to sleep before dealing with anything else. Then it would be time for breakfast.
That's what I get for not paying close enough attention when a diagnostic clearly shows feedback loop. Circuit 44. A big mess. 2 hours backlog. And I'll finish this complaint when I'm more awake. Computer, give me a...
Please restate request.
I'll take my time. That okay with you?
Please restate the question.
Get about it, computer. Just give me a Jumja stick. Nothing like the Joran candy to keep you on your feet. Computer, identify the most recently replicated item at the replicator in my quarters.
One standard Bajoran Jumja stick.
Forget it. I have to get to work. Lorach to engineering.
Grooman Harkless here, sir. What can I do for you?
Who's worked on the Deck 4 replicator systems within the past few days?
Let me check, sir. The duty log shows several refit subcrews were working on it. The most recent one within the past 12 hours.
I don't suppose Crewman Ado was on any of those subcrews, was she?
Actually, sir, she was. She led the most recent team.
Acknowledged. Thank you, Crewman. Lorach out. Oh, and thus does the Excelsior's first combat action begin. Deck 16.
Wait! Hold that lift!
Computer, hold.
Thanks, Lieutenant. Deck 1. But not until we drop off our chief engineer. Lieutenant Lorach, you'd better quickly get aboard the Smile Shuttle, or else Judah, the Starfleet Otter, might come and try to cheer you up.
Yes, sir.
Chief, I hate to add to your workload, but look, have you ever heard of Terran juice?
No, sir.
Well, I was talking to one of the Maquis from Voyager a few years after they got back. He told me about this drink. It's an Inaran delicacy, and he said it was about as smooth a vehicle for caffeine as you would ever find. Possibly the best thing he drank in the Delta Quadrant. Now, unfortunately, I left Starfleet before I had the chance to download the replicator pattern, and when I got home, I was unpleasantly surprised to find that all Voyager files had been classified to civilians. So today, now that I'm finally back and I'm actually going to be in the Delta Quadrant for the first time, I thought it was finally time to try it out.
It was the replicator, wasn't it?
Tasted like paint thinner.
You're not the only one, sir. Pretty much everything on decks 4 and 7 is erratic. This diagnostic actually showed that 5 and 6 are out completely, though I doubt that. Normally we'd have 3 engineering teams working on this, but what with the launch coming up?
You've got just the one team.
No, sir. Every member of engineering is assigned to other duties right now, and we've all been working double shifts for 3 days straight.
So what exactly is the chief engineer doing working on something with such a low priority?
I'm off duty, sir.
Excuse me?
I'm off duty, sir. So I...
You're an excellent actor then, Mr. Lorach. If I didn't know better, I'd say you'd just work through the entire night.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what...
Lieutenant, depending on her orders, the Excelsior could have to launch at any time on a moment's notice. Aside from combat, there is absolutely no time when I more value an engineer at the top of his game than when we were moving this kilometer-long glorified tin can through an opening the size of my planet's capital city with just a couple decameters between us and pulverization. Call it flight anxiety, but you are now off duty until gamma shift. You are to spend the time between then and now unconscious, preferably sleeping, but phaser stunned if necessary.
But I...
That's an order.
Yes, sir.
Well then, shouldn't you be getting back to your quarters?
Actually, sir, there's one more thing I really have to do. Then I'll get to my quarters. I promise.
It's a Dow, isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Lieutenant, make it painful.
Do what to who, sir?
She owes me a glass of Terran juice.
In addition to being an excellent engineer, Alex Lorok was also an accomplished computer programmer. Once he was into the engineering computer, he worked quickly. This was fortunate as he closed the program just barely in time.
Well, speak of the parasite.
Crewman Kinash Adal reporting for shift command duty, sir.
I stand relieved, crewman. Congratulations on your transfer from the Reefer crew to the Excelsior proper. Computer, log crewman Ado as the on-duty engineer. Transfer command of the primary control console to her.
Acknowledged. Current on-duty engineer registered as crewman Kinash Adal.
Thank you, sir. I'll get to work right quick.
You might want to check on the replicator systems on decks 4 through 7. They were showing some interesting fluctuations earlier. A level 5 diagnostic should do it.
Right straight. I can handle it, sir. You can go back to your quarters now.
Lorok left, but did not go back to his quarters. Instead, he ducked into the chief engineer's office, situated immediately next to the main engineering doors, and spooled up the internal cameras. He wanted to see this. A peculiar thing about Starfleet computer systems is that they have the capability of identifying any crew member using them. They can then instantaneously reconfigure every button to match that crew member's favorite control scheme. Panels move, colors change, and controls appear and disappear, all in the wink of an eye. Crewman Adal is about to discover the true extent of these capabilities, rather unpleasantly.
Crewman Harkless, I'm about to run a level 5 diagnostic of the replicator system. It should only take a minute, but make sure nobody shuts down internal sensors while I'm doing it.
Yes, sir.
Initiating.
I'm a science girl.
What?
I'm a science girl. I wear a white
As Adal had moved to begin to scan, Lorok's program had self-activated upon detecting her. An instant before she touched the panel, the entire console reconfigured itself so that her finger was resting over a play button, which she then pressed. But every time she got her finger close to the cancel button, it would vanish and reappear halfway across the control board. And much to Lieutenant Lorok's amusement, more heads turned to watch her with every lunge.
Sir, do you need some help with that?
Well spotted, cadet.
Yes, sir.
Ah!
Time for the entrance. Problem, crewman?
Everything is under control, sir. The situation has been dealt with.
Glad we agree. Try to keep it down, will you?
Junior Lieutenant Alex Lorok had entered engineering as a hard worker and left as its chief.
Good morning, Bridge.
You've got to make sure that the chair spins right.
Oh, Commander Helder, I didn't know you'd come aboard.
Good morning, sir. I assume you're my new XO?
You assume correctly. Hope you slept well last night.
Not especially. I was a bit distracted, but I'm still fit for duty. What can a freshly assigned Chief Flight Control Officer do around here, Commander?
At the moment, You could tell me where Captain Cortez is. I don't see her.
Oh, she's in her ready room. Anything important?
Only to her, me, and one particular crew member. Thank you, Commander.
Anytime. Now, how are we coming here?
Welcome to Tenacityville. Population, you.
Come.
Captain.
Commander, I trust you're settling in all right. What can I do for you?
I figured that as long as the duty roster's done, you might like to have a look before the 1400 staff meeting. Dr. Sharp's medical team isn't set in stone yet, though. I was only able to speak with her this morning, and she'd like 24 hours to get to know her team before making any decisions.
That's fine with me. Anything else?
Well, I just put our chief engineer to bed. It's my judgment that he be allowed to rest until gamma shift. Of course, having known a few engineers in my life, I doubt he'll do any sleeping. But I don't know. It's just a little... May I speak candidly, Captain?
Granted.
Do you really think a junior lieutenant has the Starfleet experience to run an engine room? I mean, I like the kid fine. He seems like a good leader, and one day he'll be an excellent engineer. But here and now, he can barely keep his eyes open for the 30 hours straight. How many times has he been in an engine room during a combat situation, much less commanded during combat? I suppose what I'm asking is, what was it about Mr. Lorok that recommended him to you? And am I completely out of line here?
Commander, would you like to have a seat? Well, first things first. Why don't we rephrase your question to something a little more... candid? You'd like to know how the hell somebody like Alexander ended up running the engine room on one of the most powerful ships in Starfleet. You know how many candidates I had for chief engineer? 32, ranging from junior lieutenants to full commanders. I don't know if it's just the class or the name of the ship, but people threw their hats in. I even had a Lieutenant Barnett from the Enterprise get a recommendation.
Doesn't that validate my question, Captain? Why Lieutenant Junior Grade Alex Lorok?
Character, Commander. You can have the finest personnel in Starfleet, but if they can't work with you, you're not getting the best. I looked at my personnel on what they would offer the Excelsior. Alexander knew the USS Steadfast from stem to stern, not by reading specs, but by crawling through every Jeffries tube in order to get to know the ship. And every ship is different. The Enterprise, the Lexington, the Excelsior, we're all sovereign class, built to spec, but none of us are the same. And Alexander is an engineer who will spend every waking minute courting the Excelsior until he knows her every quirk. You see what I mean? I build my crews on people, not records. Anyone can sound wonderful with a good recommendation and a few years' experience. I'm looking for people who are ready to make that break from good officer to great one. No rest for the wicked, I'm afraid. Come. Ah, Commander Helder. Please come in. Is there anything else, Mr. Dovan?
No, Captain. And thank you.
Of course. Dismissed.
I'll see you at 1400, then.
Mr. Helder, I'd been hoping to speak with you. Although we have quite a few Marine pilots, including one...
At 1400 hours, Captain Cortez was sitting at the head of the conference table, looking out the window at the dry dock space frame wrapped around the Excelsior like a full body cast. She had never been crazy about sitting in one place for too long, and they had been docked for decidedly too long. Fortunately, this conference would resolve exactly how much more of this she would have to endure.
Sorry I'm late. Some hazardous medical supplies needed careful supervision in sick bay.
It's all right, Doctor. We were just about to get started. I trust work on board is progressing well?
Alcar had come in carrying a small, disorganized mountain of pads, each with their own piece of ship-critical information on them, from the most recent modifications to that blasted duty roster to a detailed inventory of the ship's food stores and long-term survivability projections, should they for some reason be cut off from food resupply. From a brief discussion concerning the calibration of the matter-antimatter ratio to a rather lengthy dissertation on the continuing paint job Starbase work crews D through G were overseeing underneath the port nacelle. From Lieutenant Alex Roll's most recent tactical readiness report, which Dovan could swear Roll was putting out at a rate exceeding 3 a day, to a few notes about the diplomacy staff he had taken while chatting with the affable Ensign Rick Hunter on the way in. Now that they were all laid out in front of him, however, and he could see the great big picture that all these minute details combined to create, he saw that his answer was simple. Was work on board progressing well?
Yes, ma'am.
Very succinct, Commander. The main reason I called this meeting is to set up a time frame and to talk about our first assignment. But first things first, are your departments and the ship ready to launch? Captain Hastings, you first. For those who haven't met him, this is Marine Captain John Hastings, in charge of the Marine and Special Operations Divisions aboard the Excelsior.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, both of my divisions are present and accounted for, and I like what I've seen so far. Ideally, we'll have time for small unit battle drills so each Marine becomes familiar with his teammates, but they're good to go as is if needed.
Chief Engineer Lorak.
Captain, the Excelsior is one of the finest ships I can imagine serving on. All of our primary life support systems are at full capacity, and judging by the look of the diagnostics, we won't have to resupply for the expected 15 years. Main deflector and drive systems register as ready. The warp core is operating at full strength. EPS grids look fine. Tractor beams are fully functional. In short, the Excelsior is as close to perfect as she's going to get. Engineering is ready at your order.
I see. Lieutenant Junior Grade Alex Rawl, temporary tactical officer. He's also XO of our Special Operations Unit. But for now, Lieutenant, the tactical report if you would.
Thank you, ma'am. Shield grid diagnostics show maximum operational efficiency. The phaser emitters are all functional and have been tested by the dock crew, although I would like to conduct a live fire test after we leave port. Our torpedo bays are full, and launchers are now fully operational. All the armories are stocked and secured, and Lieutenant Amara is seeing to it that security personnel are conducting daily training exercises.
Dr. Sharp?
I really have only had a chance to take a quick look at the medical situation, but it looks great so far. I'd like to see all the new crew members for medical checks. My staff has done a fair percentage of the crew who have been here longer than a month, but we still have about 100 or so who haven't gotten around to coming in yet. A lot of you are on my list. I know you're all very busy, but make some time. I mean it.
And I'll support the doctor every step of the way on that. Get your med work done, gentlemen. Ensign Rick Hunter, diplomatic liaison.
Thank you, Captain. My department, we're in great shape. We can handle anything from treaty negotiations between implacable enemies to a royal wedding.
Factoring everything in, Captain, I think we'll be underway in 72 hours.
Then I want to schedule the launch for the day after tomorrow. Use any resources you need to finish off the preparations.
Dovan opened his mouth to point out that was only 48 hours, then realized that the captain probably was not making an error in arithmetic.
Our destination is the Valandrian system. We've been assigned to meet with the Valandrian and attempt to create a productive diplomatic relationship. I trust you've all reviewed the supplemental material I transmitted to you concerning their race. Good. Their proximity to the gateway to the Alpha Quadrant makes them prime candidates as allies. I don't need to explain the advantages of having friends around the gateway. Even friends like the Valandrian, who might not meet our conventional standards for potential allies. It's a pretty straightforward mission. Get in, make contact, do some diplomacy, get out. Questions or concerns?
I've got a couple questions, Captain. First, if I know Starfleet, they've run at least 300 simulations of this mission before sending us on it. Not that I put too much trust in the brass hats, but according to them, what's our odds of success? And more importantly, given that the first two missions to Volandria ended in weapons fire, what's the odds that we end up in a combat situation?
Given the Volandrian inclination to violence, there's almost a 100% chance of combat. It's lethal combat that we wish to avoid. Lieutenant Rawl, I want all of our weapons set to disable, not destroy. I don't want to use torpedoes unless we run out of other options, so warm up the phasers.
Aye, sir.
Starfleet is remaining conservative on our odds of success. While our primary mission objective is simply to establish diplomatic contact, there's not much middle ground in the field of Volandrian diplomacy. In the final analysis, it's just too hard to predict.
Thank you. Second, worst-case scenario, I assume, is that we somehow manage to start a war with these people. What does that do to Task Force 38's long-term operations around the Delta Quadrant?
High-minded curiosity, Mr. Dovan? Or are you planning to set off an intergalactic incident?
Only the former, I'm afraid. What I mean is, just how strategically critical is Volandria, and how much do we stand to lose?
Their position is strategically beneficial, but hardly a necessity. If things were to turn hostile, Volandria is far enough away from the gateway that, at their level of technology, they'd hardly pose a critical threat. However, gaining an enemy on our doorstep is not what we're trying to accomplish here.
Finally, what is the absolute worst thing you can say to a Volandrian? Just my high-minded curiosity again.
You are planning to start a war, aren't you? Next question.
This mission seems like a bit of a milk run, doesn't it? I mean, we're a sovereign-class starship and we're on third contact duty? Although, I suppose it could be fun. What do we know about their women?
They're lizards.
You realize that Volandrian women are as cold-blooded as the Gorn, and would certainly tear off the head of any male impertinent enough to proposition one of them.
A point I'd like to expand on, Captain, if I may. Thank you. I have prepared a brief that I will download to each department head. I think it would be wise to read it. One of the reasons I've been assigned to this ship is in order for me to assist with the negotiations. I can advise only, however, since the Volandrian will refuse to discuss anything with an inferior, such as my own male self.
So it's speak when spoken to for us men, then.
Exactly. The Excelsior is one of the most advanced ships in the fleet, and one hell of a show of strength to the Volandrian leadership. Diplomacy is all small steps, of course, and our first step will be getting them to accept us and allow us to meet with them. I gather they have never been particularly interested in outside species, so that will be half the battle. And I mean that proverbially. I hope. If that's all, then dismissed. Let's get this ship into its natural habitat. Open space.
Before you all go back to being cogs in the machine, I'd like to invite you to a game of Catascot. My quarters, 2100 tomorrow. As long as you're not on duty, that is. Now that we're in the Delta Quadrant Defense Force, it seems appropriate to play a Nigean game, wouldn't you say? I can cook Nigean, too.
I'm sure it will be a most enlightening experience. I'll join you, I think.
Count me in, Commander.
I will decline. I do not play games.
Wow, what was that? Excuse me. Oh, and yes, I'll be there.
Well, that's enough to run the game, so anyone else who wants to show up, feel free.
Set intermix ratio to 1.0. Prepare to initialize the warp chamber on my mark.
Good morning, Captain.
So it is, Mr. Dovan. So it is.
3, 2, 1. Mark. I need 50% capacity now, and gradually, bring her up to 100. Crewman, get that magnetic constrictor aligned in the next 10 seconds or you will be personally informing the captain why we failed pre-launch startup check.
Yes, sir.
This is Starfleet Operations, the Excelsior is clear for departure. Good journey.
Mr. Rawl, acknowledge Starbase 911.
Yes, Captain. Starbase 911, we acknowledge and are beginning impulse engine main startup sequence.
You three, good work on the dilithium chamber. Monitor it for the slightest misalignment as we pass port one. Excelsior hasn't gone over light speed in 3 years. If we have errors, they'll come right now. Captain, this is engineering. You have full power at your discretion.
Very well, Lieutenant. Prepare to undock.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Helder, switch to internal power and then clear all moorings.
Aye, Captain. Clearing moorings.
Aft thrusters full.
Entering aft thrusters full, sir.
Fire up the backup inertial dampers and engage helm control intellects. We're clear. Full power to impulse.
We are clear and free to navigate.
Course heading, Captain?
Set course 160, mark 205, warp 3.
Course laid in.
Commander, you're grinning.
Am I?
Mr. Helder, engage. Confirm all systems green.
The board shows all systems green, Captain.
ETA to Valandrian system, 7 days, 5 hours.
Thank you, Lieutenants. Cortez to engineering.
Lorok here, sir.
Good work, Lieutenant. My compliments to your entire section.
Thank you, Captain.
Cortez out.
Sir, all sections have reported in. Warp drive is running smoothly, but we need to adjust the plasma flow conduits to get them exactly right.
No need to worry, Ensign. The captain won't be expecting a perfect run on our first warp jump. She probably won't push us above warp 6 for a few days. It's not as if we're in any major hurry, is it?
No, sir. I suppose not.
Well then, let's see what this fine ship can... Ensign Takala, verify that we've entered high warp.
Verified. Current velocity is warp 9.74.
I guess the captain isn't one to hold back, is she?
Indeed not. I shall never understand the human predisposition for piloting vessels at unnecessarily high velocities.
Maybe so, but she is half Vulcan, you know.
Oh?
Entering warp 9.74. And it looks like engineering will be ready to give us 9.8 by 1300. New ETA to Valandria, 3 days, 1 hour.
Very good. Mr. Dovan, I want long-range scans of the area and the Valandrian system as we approach, but that can wait until the end of your shift.
You're not going to stay?
My ship just launched, Commander. I'm going to the Delta Lounge to commemorate the occasion.